Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today.
Oh God, sorry. Good morning. SpaceX nearly launched their rocket yesterday. Nearly got up into the suit. What I want to know is, did they fill up the bag in the suit? You know, did someone have to hose that out? Do they have to hose their own out, or are they too important and busy, the astronauts? Is there someone who has a job as astronaut suit bag hoser? Is that a job? I'm just saying, there's not much work about. Anyway, they nearly launched their rocket yesterday. Stormy conditions meant they couldn't take off. They could have triggered lightning. Babe, that's beautiful. That's actually beautiful. Do you know what I'm, like, that's beautiful. With the takeoff, the astronauts are Robert L. Behnken and Douglas G. Hurley, who have been friends and colleagues since they were both selected by NASA to be astronauts in 2000. Yes, we are. We think you're ready now. Most important qualifications is they both look like astronauts like you'd see in a film. It's absolutely perfect profiles. Well done. I suspect they've got that extremely assured way of talking. That's extremely calm, very paternalistic. And yes, from space, we can see that the Earth has caught fire, but nothing to worry about. Anyway, the best thing about the mission yesterday, even though it was aborted, was that we got to see Tim Peake and Helen Sharman doing a bit of punditry on the news. I feel for Helen Sharman. You know, she never got the opportunity to capitalise on being an astronaut the way Tim Peake could, because of the social media not having been invented and all of that. I mean, Tim Peake, he worked it, didn't he? Who could forget? Oh, that time he did that amazing backflip on Newsround. Or that time he did that amazing backflip on The One Show. That time he did that. Anyway, it was great. All the work he did to fire the imagination of a generation in space exploration and all of that. But I do wonder what life was like for him when he returned to Earth after so long at the International Space Station. Oh, Tim, it's so lovely to have you back. Oh, it's great to be back and to eat some lovely fresh food.
I made your favourite.
Oh, look. Spaghetti hoops on toast. Oh, brilliant. I'm head
over. No, it's okay, Tim. I know. Could you pass the salt?
Here it comes.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting I'm not in space.
Yeah, I noticed when I cleaned the toilet this morning.
In space, I could have just floated the salt over to you.
Yes, I know. I know.
Oh, what's out the window? Is it China? Is it America?
It's Mrs. Dooley pegging out her supports the way she does every morning.
Still, I can't tell you. I am head over...
Tim!
But no. I am...
You don't have to show me.
Daddy!
My kids!
Hello, Daddy! It's great to see you, Daddy!
Here we go.
Love you, Daddy!
It's great to see you too, buddy!
Any second.
In fact,
oh, Daddy.
I'm head over here!
Oh, God!
Oh, my ankle!
You're right! Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!
Oh, God! Oh, my bones are so brittle now!
It's time for Desert Island Fridge. You know, last night, as a little treat, little indulgence, I had some Spanish cherries. First of the season, Spanish cherries. Or to give them
the authentic Spanish name, Jerez. Or to use the formal word for cherries, chorizo. Anyway, I've been asking you all this week, what are the eight things you'd have, the eight foods, basically, you take to a desert island with you. Neil's been in touch. He says, dude, it's Neil, this one, not that one. I believe there are, in my best Patrick Stewart voice, there are three Neils. This is Neil Green. He says, it's all to do with mitosis, or is it osmosis? No, that's how they get the boiled egg in the middle of pork pies. Wait a minute, how do they? Anyway, on my desert island fridge, there is the following on it. tomato paste in a half-used and crinkly aluminium tube. This is like the rubbishest one, isn't it? I've got a funny story about tomato paste. Maybe I'll tell it to you at the end of this. A plastic lemon full of juice, never used. Pre-sliced, pre-wrapped cheese slices. A plastic box with the remainder of a Chinese takeaway. No, I think I'd probably sling it. A jar of pickles. My emergency tube of Anusol. As opposed to what? Your leisure tube. A spare pair of pants. And of course, Pyrenees! Oh, and the best Disney baddie is obviously Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Since seeing him over and over again in the cinema at the Pathelli Butlins in the 80s, I've always been frightened of being dangled over a vat of paint stripper. Go figure. Laters. Thanks for that, Neil. Yes, we'll be talking more about Disney baddies in a little bit. Shall I, do you want to hear my story about... So, I don't know how vague I ought to be about this. Someone I know very closely... used to live in a house next door to another guy. Well, obviously, most people do. The point is that it was a semi-detached house and it had interconnecting doors and they never sealed them up because they were all great friends, right? So, and this guy was a barrister, like very top flight kind of judge, not judge, but barrister guy, very respectable and stuff. Anyway, they would have this big annual summer party, like the two houses jointly, and the person I know would do all the cooking and slave over food, like tons and tons of it. There's a massive party, and this barrister would sort of pay for everything. And let's call him Keith. Let's say Keith, the person I know, Keith was doing all the food, right? And it was like 2 a.m. He'd been making all these salads and stuff, and Keith had run out of space in the fridge. So he thought, well, I'll use my neighbor's fridge, because it's the interconnecting door in the kitchen. And so we had these two big bowls of salads, one in each hand. And so with his elbow, opened the door, and the door swung open. And there, bathed in the light from the fridge door, on his knees, was this top-level barrister. Holding a tube of tomato paste, and in the sort of frozen tableau, Keith stood there with these two bowls of salad staring, while this barrister guy had emptied the tube of tomato paste with both hands squeezing hard into his mouth, and the two of them stared at each other in a kind of what do we do with this kind of way, and the barrister just went I think that one's a bit off, actually. And scuttled upstairs. There's quite a lot of stories about him. It's a lot of fun. Sorry, Keith, for calling you Keith. Anyway, David Brazel has also sent his Desert Island Fridge contents. He says, hi, Jake. My hashtag Desert Island Fridge would contain 1. Brie. 2. Pork pie. I'm sorry, pie. Melton Mowbray. 3. Cheddar. Cornish cruncher. I don't know what that is, but that sounds really good. Has it got little crystals of salt in it or protein? Or what is it? What is it? I know he's watching me. 4. Leftover shepherd's pie. Ah, next day shepherd's pie. When it all kind of homogenizes a bit and the potato thickens and... 5. Leftover cooked sausages. Big on the leftover. 6. Leftover trifle. Even better. Oh, as if there's ever leftover trifle. 7. A bottle of Chablis. And 8. Another bottle of Chablis. He says, a slice of Milton Mowbray with a slice of strong cheddar on top and a piece of Cox's orange pippin to cap it all is pure bliss. Well, you didn't put them in the fridge, David! Did you? Are you hoping to cultivate them? He says, I didn't include the apples because they shouldn't be kept in the fridge and I was afraid with the trifle I'd already have too much fruit. Yes, don't forget, guys, 5 a day max. Never go over your 5 a day. It's very dangerous. If the fridge could magically maintain a store of these items, I would die happy and probably quite soon after landing on the island. Signed, David, the large one, obscuring your view of the other two. These were great. Thanks so much. I personally really enjoy the Desert Island Fridge stuff. So if you want to have a go, it's definitely not too late. Hashtag Desert Island Fridge. You can get in touch on Twitter. It's at NotTodayPod. Or you can email it. It's NotToday@Swanburst.com. Or you can, you know, chance your arm on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/NotTodayPod. But
you know what I'm like.
We've got some requests for Harry the Piano, who I'm going to be recording later on today. We're going to feature some of it tomorrow. I am so excited. Thanks so much for all of them. Neil says, my request for Harry would be the theme tune to Ever Decreasing Circles. Oh, I don't remember how that goes. As a Wild West Plinky Plonky Saloon tune. Or the theme to Just a Minute, the Minute Waltz, as a ska tune. Just an hour. Cheers for now. Thanks very much. Pat says, hey, Jake and Harry, can we have Wuthering Heights played in the style of a Western saloon piano? Hey, everybody wants a bit of the honky-tonk. And Somewhere Over the Rainbow as played by Jerry Lee Lewis. Slightly less wistful. Thank you. Duncan wants Hello by Lionel Richie in the style of Extreme Noise Terror. I mean, you know, it's just the piano, right? Joel says Maple Leaf Rag by Michael Nyman, please. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a real... Oh, yeah. Lee says, please may we have Wannabe by the Spice Girls in the style of Lemmy-era Hawkwind. Again, it's a piano. I'm sure he can do it, though. And Scary Mark, I'm sorry I frightened you. Please come out. Do I need to go and get one of those little things you used to get whelks out to get you out from your cupboard under the stairs? Come on. Go make some coin for the government. Scary Mark would like Charlie Says by The Prodigy, done in the style of The Proclaimers. Julie Prunes wants Amazing Grace in a boogie-woogie style. And Isabel says, could I have Don Giovanni as a calypso, please? Certainly. I've been thinking, I got a new question for you, right? Home infusions. So Celia, yesterday, in her desert island fridge, she wanted mirto, which we didn't know what it was. It's a Sardinian liqueur, I think. She expanded on that on Twitter yesterday. She says it's a booze made from myrtle, officially billed as a digestif, voulant digestif. Oh oui, oui, avec les compliments. Probably get a glass of it at the end of a restaurant meal. But in Sardinia, people offer you some if you pop in to say hello, as here you'd get a cup of tea. We will partake at the reunion. Or union, whatever. Sounds good. I want some. Duncan chipped in saying, myrtle's blackberry syrup, I think. Yeah, as a myrtle, it's not quite a blackberry. It's like a sort of slightly distended, isn't it? So yes, we went through all of that, but then I realised, you know, everyone has a little go, don't they, at a home infusion, and I want to know about your home infusions. What things have you put in things? Everybody's had a go at it, haven't they? Have you tried the thing with the vodka and the Skittles, or the watermelon, or have you made slow gin? First frost, got to wait for the first frost. All of that, I want to know. Carenza has had a go. She says, some of the understairs cupboard brewery come out from under the stairs. 6 to 3 year old rum tofts. What's a rum toft? And fruit gins maturing away. I've decanted one, and I am waiting for a visit from some of the other listeners for a tasting session. The decanted versions made great gifts last year. That was a hedgerow mix. Privet vodka, my favourite. Have you done any home infusing? Julie has. She said, I made some infusions Christmas before last. Lemon and basil gin was okay. But the Rosemary and Thyme whiskey became renamed Desperation Whiskey because you would have to be absolutely desperate to drink it. Julie, I think I'm ready. I've had a go at slow gin. I've done some little sort of quite sour plums. My friend had some little sour plums, so I decided to dunk them in something. Didn't really work. But what I do like to do is get the mixed dried fruit, the raisins and the sultanas and the mixed peel. And I like to put that in with some rum or brandy and soak it, like you would for a Christmas cake. But, you know, rum, brandy, but strewn over a good vanilla ice cream. I mean, come on. Final thought I wanted to leave you with, though, was do you have any lockdown regrets? Obviously, I'm not thinking about any spads here. I'm not thinking about any unelected advisors to any prime ministers or anything who have no regrets. None at all. Do you have any lockdown regrets? Because it's all sort of easing now. You know, traffic's back up to what it was, isn't it? What are the things that you didn't do during lockdown that you wish you had? I never went to a house party. I wouldn't have enjoyed it, but it would have been nice to be asked. And Nat Tapley invited me, yes, but it was a pity invite. It wasn't like a proper invite. By the way, you should be listening to Date Fight this week, if you haven't been. Lizzie Roper is the guest judge on it, and she's a lot of whoopsie-daisy fun. I love her. Yes, any lockdown regrets? So there, look, three things. Desert Island Fridge. I'm closing the Harry requests for this week. Home infusions and any lockdown regrets. It's at NotTodayPod or NotToday@Swanburst.com. Or you can, as I say, try your luck on Facebook. That's it from me today. Thanks very much indeed for your company. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.